Okay, who else is on a stack?
Joseph is.
Tony. Joseph
and Tony, okay. Okay,
Chair,
go ahead, Joseph.
Chair, this is Jen, I have a question.
Yeah, we're sort of transitioned into the next agenda item.
Can I ask my question?
Go ahead.
So are we not yet talking about Nancy's motion? I don't see her. I don't see it emailed yet. But are we talking about her motion or not?
Was it seconded?
It doesn't need to be in that committee.
Doesn't? Yeah, you don't need a second. And
here is the. Never mind. I see the strategic planning list. I'm going to reply to that. Okay, I'm going to. Sorry, just looking for where to.
Oh, okay.
Reply to. Okay, I'm going to send it right now. Wait a minute.
We're sort of discussing while we're waiting to get a motion from Nancy. And by the way, there are two motions I sent that I'd like to get the discussion around to as well.
Hmm. Which, could you say the names of the emails for those?
Okay, one of them, the topic is motion on special fund drive, and the other one is motion on rebooting Pacifica.
Okay.
And,
all right, I'll put those in the I'll put those in the minutes. Okay.
So
special fund drive and rebooting Pacifica. Okay.
Maybe. Yeah, and I'd like to get those discussed after we finish discussing Nancy's motion.
Okay,
I think we're back to Joseph.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, thank you. And I actually did want to talk about Nancy's motion. I'm not going to be specific, but I wanted to say in general what I would like for us to do is move to, through the executive director and the general managers, ask for some kind of a report to be delivered back to us, hopefully by the next meeting, a written report, which shouldn't require more than 1 hour from each manager or business manager at the station to kind of give us an idea on what their current fiscal practices and situation is at each station. I think if we could get those reports within a couple of days of the meeting and read them, then it would give us a chance to kind of review what's currently going on at all the units and start to develop some kind of a centralization plan. And so that would be my suggestion for some structure of the motion. Thank you.
Joseph, let me just bring some information to your attention. I've tried to start that process, in fact, already. That's why we heard from the WBI general manager at our last meeting. And I had originally tried to schedule the KPFK general manager to address us at this meeting, but he unfortunately was not available this evening. And it was too short notice to get anybody else on the call, so that's why we're not hearing from any of the managers or anybody else tonight. Incidentally, the WBA general manager did follow up and gave me a written report. However, I wanted them to revise it before I forwarded it to the group. So we're still kind of working on that. And when we have a final draft, I'll send it to the committee. And I'm hoping to get similar kind of written reports from all the general managers.
Can I ask
Janet with a question?
Okay, Janet.
So, Nancy, I still don't see...
I'm still working on it.
Oh, okay, sorry. And you need to send it from the email that you're on the list.
I'm sending it to the Strategic Planning Committee.
Right.
That's
from
right.
From the email address that you are that you're on the list with. If it's anyway.
Okay, well, if I got the email, I'm assuming I'm on the list from that.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Right. Joseph, did you have anything more to say, or are you done?
I just wanted to, because what you just said, for example, we have some board members at KPFT who kind of go off and do things on their own, and they usually just get us into trouble. I think it's important that we pass a motion, and hopefully at least from a committee, and if not from the PNB, because then I think it gives it the power of the authority of the body, whereas individually we can go ask people for things, but you know, I think it becomes a lot less solid. So that's the reason why I think it's a good idea for us to do it, to get a motion and get it passed and hopefully get to the PNB to just so that when we ask for these things, I think they'll feel like it's more important to follow through. Thank you.
Okay. This gives me a nice opportunity to transition into my motion, but I think, was there anybody else on the stack before I go into my motion?
Yeah, Tony.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Tony, go ahead.
Real quick, I just wanted to let somebody know that I got knocked off the call about three or four times, so it's, I think Maestro is malfunctioning tonight. And it's 9:58 p.m., and are we on still on 4A, or we have transitioned to 4B?
Well, I think we're sort of in 4B. We never really said we're finished with 4A, but kind of in 4B now. Yeah.
Okay.
And Janet, the call is loop up. This call,
yeah, it's not
loop
Maestro.
Up.
This is loop up.
Oh, loop up. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry you were knocked off the call. I don't know what that's about.
It's okay.
Yeah. Okay. May I present my motion?
Janet with a question.
Yes, Janet.
So can we deal with your motion, or are you saying dealing with your motion and then once Nancy emails hers, then we'll go to that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I think my motion is kind of in the same ballpark as what Joseph was just proposing. It may not be exactly what he's proposing, but let me just read it. It's called the motion on rebooting Pacifica. I'll just read the motion. While the five radio stations of the Pacifica Foundation have many fine programs, it is a fact that audiences are down at all five stations. While some stations have suffered more than others from this decline, the fact that it has affected all our stations cannot be disputed. There are a variety of reasons for this: demographic changes, changes in technology and the listening habits of a new generation, and undoubtedly poor management decisions and planning on the part of Pacifica. If Pacifica is to survive and thrive as a viable alternative to the mainstream media, it must radically change both its content and how it reaches its audience. Therefore, be it resolved that Pacifica governance and management commit to the rebooting of Pacifica. Pacifica must radically remake itself if it is to capture a new audience. We are calling on all Pacifica managers and program directors to provide their input as to how they plan to reboot their own stations and how they conceive of the rebooting of Pacifica as a whole. Finally, we are asking our affiliates to present their views on how Pacifica can remake itself and how the affiliates can both assist that effort and benefit from it. So this is kind of like what we started with the report from the managers. I'm trying to sort of bring that together into a motion. And to begin with, I want to get input from the managers themselves.
Janet.
So, Janet, yes.
Well, I have a few questions, but this seems very general. I don't know. This is coming from this committee to who is one of my questions. Take one at a time.
That.
Okay.
We can do what we're continuing to. What we've started to do is invite managers to speak to the committee. But I'd also like to invite committee members, or one or two committee members anyway, to the management meeting.
of course, Tom would have to facilitate this. Unfortunately, he's not here tonight. I want to begin to have a dialogue with the with management and this committee.
Well, so that's not spelled out at all, but I mean, I it seems like a sort of a different thing, or maybe I can understand how it would be an extension of this, but in any case, it's just, you know, therefore be it resolved that Pacifica Governance and Management commit to reboot. I mean, it's just telling from this committee is kind of asking Pacifica Governance all over the place and management to reboot. I don't understand.
Everybody's going to have their own ideas of what that means, so let's find out.
Okay, and then another thing that I think would need to be part of this, maybe, how they the next sentence asking them to their input as to how they plan to reboot their own stations and how they etc. So to me, that would need to include the as-is, the current situation at the station, and then how that would differ from the new, you know, where you want to go. So from where to where, or from here
to
there.
Yeah, and I'm not excluding the possibility that some managers may think that they don't need to reboot anything. That's certainly possible.
But Carol, for the stack.
Can I just finish? So again, so rebooting means you're in a particular state and you want to change it. And so maybe a manager might not want to or think they would need to change anything, but for everybody else who's not either part of that station or whatever, or even people who are in that station area, they might not really know how things are being done. And so that would be important to know as well. What is
yes.
being done? And then what would be the new scenario?
Yes.
Carol, Jack.
Carol.
And then Joseph.
I actually have a substitute motion, but only if it's friendly, Alex. If it doesn't speak to what you're driving at, then I don't mean to interrupt your flow. But, you know, Tom and others before him have been speaking about the development of a Pacifica online stream that's a Pacific station that's available to all the affiliates, and also it's just available online. But, or maybe it's only available to all the stations, so that if, you know, somebody doesn't show up or if there's some dead air time because of X, Y, and Z, you can click it on. I don't know if their conception of it was also that it was generally available and online, but that it was made up of a grid of programming that comes from the stuff that we currently have, and that is a mix of both, you know, magazine ideas, news, and music, and culture, etc. And I think by doing that and authorizing that be worked on, or suggesting to the PNB that we make a suggestion that the PNB ask the programming committee to do that, to work on that, that it would put a reboot kind of lens on everybody who's working on that project. And so rather than making it a sort of a, you know, amorphous directive, that it has some task that enables a reboot thinking cap reboot lens to work through. So I would make some sort of substitute motion, again, only if you thought that served the same sort of function that you had in mind.
That could work, yeah. We could say something about
Why don't I write it up then, and I'll circulate it right now. Okay.
Here comes my motion. Nancy's motion is on the way.
Okay. Do you want to read it?
Okay.
Since we're still talking about Alex's motion, can I touch on that for a second before we go back to Nancy's?
Sure, go ahead.
I was kind of sharing Janet's complaints, but I would like to see something in the motion that would give us some more specifics, like asking each manager or people at a station to give us specifics on what are the demographic changes in their local area that they're seeing, what are the technology that they're seeing in their area and how it's being used, what about new listener habits and that. And instead of kind of giving a suggestion on it could be one of these, why not ask for a report that covers all of these? How do you feel about the demographic changes? Another thing I think is really important to touch on is what have they done to reach out to underrepresented or unrepresented local communities that could be utilizing our stations? And how about identifying the communities we are currently serving and give some quantification to that? Thank you.
Okay. Nancy?
Okay. I move that we, the Strategic Planning Committee, start with step one of the decision tree proposed by Tony Leone and apply it to the mandate that established the Strategic Planning Committee, i.e., to propose to the PNB a financial recovery plan. This step will be carried out by, one, doing a survey of all in the organization, parentheses, management staff, LSB members, and PNB members, close parentheses, that collects feedback on where the organization and the individual units are financially, using an evaluation form created by and provided by the executive director with input from the Strategic Planning Committee. Two, followed by a summary and analysis of the feedback information by the executive director that will highlight information to be processed further during the next steps of the decision tree.
Okay. Discussion on this?
Joseph Stack.
Joseph.
I just wanted to say, I just read it, and she wrote it, and I feel like, again, we're kind of in this in-specific realm. I'd rather see motions that give us some specific action items that we can step forward that will give us the information, as opposed to talking about a theoretical action that might give us the information, that sort of thing. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant this to be very specific, that this would be, we would start working on it immediately. We would start working on this form, that the form would be sent to everyone and the form would be filled out. And then it would be summarized and analyzed and used to do the next steps.
Carol, back.
Go ahead, Carol.
I think that our committee is tasked with doing a bunch of thinking that helps streamline where we're going, and I think that this is creating more work and isn't streamlining focusing the PNB's thinking about big picture issues. Anyway.
Janet.
Janet, go ahead.
So I support the motion, but I would, quote friendly amendment. I don't know what that really means, but in your list under one, I would like you to be included PNB committees as well, committee members, PNB committee members, because they're part of the organization as well.
Aren't those all the LSB members? Are there anybody on the committees that are not LSB members?
Well, there's me,
ah,
for example, but there might be others who No, there aren't any others. But.
Well, I guess I could put including all officers of the foundation as well.
Okay.
Tony.
Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, so I'm reading Nancy's motion, and it's saying do a survey of all in the organization, management, staff, LSB, and PNB, that collects feedback on where the organization and individual units are financially. That sounds like we're asking for opinions and about the finances. And I don't know if we want opinions or if we want solid empirical data.
Facts.
Yeah. You're gonna get opinions, no problem. But you know, are they matter? I mean, I would like more to have facts.
Tony, I agree with you. I think it's the motion is. I think there's something we can salvage from this motion, but right now it's.
Well, the form that we design would design it to get the data. We could design it to be.
Well,
you know, to get what we want.
Who's going to design the form? Is this going to be Tom? I mean, I don't know how much work he's already got. I'm a little nervous about.
Well, I think this is one of his things that he does. He's good at this, I think. Analysis of organizations. And
he's got a lot on his plate.
He may already have a form, you know, in a file somewhere that gets this information, or there may be a form. I mean, this decision tree is like a standard. I think it's, you know, it's not unique, and there's probably evaluation forms that go with it.
I was just going to say, you can actually get software that goes through decision trees like this and sort of tells you what your next step is and evaluate it at each step and so on.
The purpose of this is to find out where the low-hanging fruit are, you know. And it is data collection. And it's also to collect ideas. Those could be thought of as opinions, but you know, like somebody will say, this is the way we do things and it's not working. It would be better if we did this, this, and this, you know. And so that would be data and a suggestion for a change. And then the suggestions would be evaluated later on during the decision tree as to, you know, it would just be collecting data and collecting alternative ideas for how to proceed.
May I, Chair?
Janet, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so I'd like to amend this kind of responding to what Tony was suggesting. So where it says input from strategic planning, feedback on where the organization and individual units are financially, and the amendment would be supported by documentation.
Is that an acceptable amendment, Nancy?
Yeah, I'll put that in. Uh-huh.
Carol for the stack.
All right.
Okay, hang on. Let me just write these suggested changes. I think Carol had some, too. Hang on one second.
Okay, Carol, go ahead.
Actually, I think I oppose it. Because I think it's making work that we haven't had agreement that it's, you know, we're putting work in a whole bunch of different places without consulting people and where we know everybody's overworked. And, which is not to say something like this might not be useful, but I think it should be thought through more and maybe brought to the next meeting after Nancy checks with some people and thinks about it some more. So I would actually like to table it.
Well, why don't we, what I would like to do is ask Tom about it before we go ahead with something like this. Can we postpone this till the next meeting, Nancy?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. So, let me just ask, let's see, individual units.
We just had an earthquake.
What?
Sorry.
Whoa.
Just had an earthquake. Oof. All right, anyway.
All the dishes.
Sorry.
Jan, too? Did Jan feel it too?
Carol, it would be.
I don't feel it.
Carol, did you feel it too?
No, but, you know, there's a lot of things I don't notice.
different places?
Yeah, we're a few miles apart, so I don't know.
Is that how the earthquakes go out here? Wow.
Joseph Steck.
Okay, one second.
Joseph, do you have a something to say about the motion or about the earthquake?
Motion, really. And the idea of maybe tabling or delaying. I just feel like, you know, again, what I originally kind of proposed, if we just asked for like a written report from each station on what their financial practices were, it would take an employee a total of maybe an hour to sit down and write something up and send that to us. And we could get that in a few days. And when we keep putting things off 2 weeks and 2 weeks at a time, tonight it's going to be 6 months down the road and we will not accomplish a lot. So I just feel like it's important even if we just take a small bite at something, I'd like for us to see to get something rolling. So that's all. Thank you.
That sounds good to me.
Could
we ask you some specifics, like not just a financial report, but could we ask for some specifics, like how they do such and such and how they do such and such?
Yeah, what I had in mind was like give us a report on what are your practices and situation. Just kind of let them describe it in their words, and then we can read it and kind of give us an idea for what's going on.
Yep.
Is that an acceptable amendment, Nancy?
Jan here.
Jan.
May I speak?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry I had to go somewhere for a second, but it sounds to me like you just started saying, what's the situation? I think people need a little bit more guidelines than that.
That's what practice is.
I could help craft a letter requesting the information so that we get, you know, as much specific information as we can, as much data as we can on what their practices are. What are your practices on petty cash? What are your practices on accepting cash from donors? What are your practices on paying bills? Who writes the checks? Who signs the checks? You know, stuff like that. You know, that's the specific sort of information that we need.
Hmm.
And they should know that.
But, well, I mean, if we just say, what are your practices, we're going to get, like, maybe one paragraph to maybe five paragraphs, depending on...
Yeah, no, we should ask
specific information. If we're looking for the holes of if somebody gives you a check, you know, how do you make sure that the check doesn't get lost and the money gets deposited, you know?
No, I feel like just the weeds.
Stuff like that.
The weeds. This is not the big picture. This is like, this is the finance committee. That just seems...
Yeah.
This just does not seem like what we ought to be doing at all.
Well, but it's our mandate.
No, what is our mandate? That's not our mandate. To find out what people are, how they're managing writing checks and cash.
How can we propose a financial recovery plan if we don't know what we need to do to recover?
Okay, you know what?
We need to know the practices so we know how to centralize.
There are not enough holes in that little bucket to make a difference. Where we need is how to get more income in. We need, that is the big picture. We don't need to know, I mean, okay, maybe somebody's, you know, stealing a little money here and there, but they're not stealing the kind of money we need to pay back the loans that we have, and to get beyond that. That is what we need to be doing, is looking at the big picture and saying, you know, like, how are we going to generate these funds? Are we going to change our income generating things? I mean, it's a lot closer to what we need to do is figuring out whether or not we can take money from A, B, C, D, or E, and how to get F, G, H, I, and J to donate money, or to give us money online, or creative ways of making money. Finding out who's stealing $10 is not going to help us. I think that's just totally in the wrong.
That was just an example. We can
chair. Point of order. Point of order. Chair.
I propose that we.
Chair. Point of order.
What is your point of order?
Would you please chair the meeting and not let people just jump in and have back and forth?
Joseph Stack.
It's a good discussion.
Point of order, can you?
Listen, I'm proposing that we postpone this motion until the next meeting.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Can we quickly...
I'll consider Joseph's suggestion about the letter also as part of the modification of it.
Okay. Can we...
Can you ask, is there any objection?
To postponing?
Chair.
Are there any objections?
Can I make a short add?
Go ahead, Joseph.
Yeah, all I want to say is, again, we're not, kind of what Jan was talking about, not trying to find pickpockets. What I'm trying to say is, what are the general practices? Because what we're trying to do is kind of get an idea of how do we plan for centralization. Give us the details we need to know to make those kinds of plans. Not about all the little details, nor is it about solving all the problems. It's that level of, let's think about centralization. What do we need to know? That's it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I sent a motion.
Jan Goodman.
Do you have something else to say about postponing this motion?
Postponing is a good idea.
Okay, then we're done with that discussion then for the moment. I'd like to get back to the motion, my motion. We were discussing that, and then when Nancy was ready with her motion, we went back to a discussion of that. Can we get back to a discussion of the motion I made about the rebooting of Pacifica?
And I sent a substitute that you can either agree to or, as far as I'm concerned, toss aside.
Janet,
okay.
I'll get back.
And also, I had a question for Carol. You said to check with people on who would do this. You referring to, like, the station personnel?
Whatever it turns out seems appropriate as you're thinking it through.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Janet, can I?
I wanted to, Carol had a motion. I wanted to give her a chance to read the motion, and then we can...
The Strategic Planning Committee suggests the PNB task the Programming Committee to work with the general managers and the IED to create a Pacifica streamed continuous programming, I guess that's not English, link, stream, I don't know, that is made up of our best current programming from around the network, including magazine shows, news, sports, music, culture, etc. And motivating it as a substitute for yours, I thought that that task of those people would put a lens to their, you know, give a concrete task that would give a lens to what people would like something to look like and would be kind of a reboot lens.
Janet?
Okay, wait, I just want to clarify. Are you suggesting that this be added to my motion or that this be simply a motion to substitute for my motion? Because it doesn't sound like my motion at all.
I thought that I was thinking of it as a substitute, but it could be used as an addition to your motion. I thought that it is a rebooting thinking cap task, but I'm giving it an openness for you to think about if it makes sense and if it makes sense to add to yours, like a for example or so forth.
Well,
Janet.
Alex, Janet. Think a minute.
Okay, go ahead, Janet.
Well, I think that the substitute motion is not in the purview of this committee. An idea like that would be the programming committee, not this committee suggesting to another committee what to do. I'm not even sure if I agree with the substance of the motion. What time is this meeting supposed to end? At 10:30, I think.
And
we still have, a discussion to go. I move to postpone this whole motion, Alex's and the substitute, to the next meeting. Because it needs a lot of, I think, Alex, your motion needs work like Nancy's needed work as well.
You may be right. Do we have any objections to that?
Does this mean our meeting's over?
Well, unless somebody wants to extend, if there's a motion to extend, we can continue discussing for a few more minutes.
I move we adjourn.
Okay.
Nancy to the sack.
Nancy?
Yeah, I would just like to say that I'm very pleased that we are starting to, you know, come up with some motions and ideas on how to move forward. We've taken some first steps tonight, and I think it's great, and we shouldn't get discouraged because we didn't get one done tonight. We're on our way.
Also, I would like to say that I would like to give a report from this committee to the PNB that will essentially just summarize what we've been doing, and perhaps if there's no objections from the committee, I can distribute the template that I drew up, and maybe also the one that Tom had.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
So the template, you're talking about the goals and all that?
The one I came up with.
Right, but then there were some additions, and the areas, there were three areas initially, but I wanted to add another area, the systems. I mean, can you include those as well?
Yes, I was
okay.
Thinking. Of,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
I thought we had so, amended that. Okay.
Yeah. So
I'll send an email to the group just in case there's any question about what the template looks like right now.
Okay. Yeah. I have a question.
Yes.
Or several questions. So first, I had moved to postpone your motion, and then Carol moved to adjourn, so the motion to postpone didn't seem to get resolved. I don't know whether that's the case. But,
well, I think he asked if there were any objections. And there
no, there were no objections.
Oh, okay, no okay.
All right. Okay, so if there's nothing else, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.